His name is John, and not Zacharias. Immediately, there's a question that arises. Who has the authority to give names? The answer, ultimately, is God does. Those who were going to circumcise John wanted to call him Zacharias after his father. So they were surprised when Elizabeth said his name was to be John. But God had called him John. And they didn't accept this, not at first. The fact that God had named him was representative of God choosing John for very special purposes. John was who he was because God had created this to be. And God has named us too, Christians. And this is great cause for celebration and joy. Even, and perhaps especially, in the midst of a world that suffers from injustice and violence. In our Hebrew Bible reading this evening, the prophet Isaiah shines a light on God's hope for the ancient people and for us today. Hope for people who are struggling with being marginalized and abandoned. Hope for victims of violence, abuse, injustice, and life-crushing spiritual pain. Our society still deeply struggles with dividing people into the haves and the have-nots. These divisions break apart whatever sense of community exists amongst people. It builds walls of misunderstanding that can lead to isolation, not just for those who struggle, but for everyone who is likewise touched by others who struggle, and all those who feel the need to isolate and cocoon themselves in layers of self-protection. This evening, Isaiah reminds us of the power of God to transform the harshest of settings and bring about a joy that is deep and lasting. Isaiah saw in a vision the wondrous power of God to bring life where there is nothingness and joy where there is hopelessness. In his vision, the desert was brought to bloom and the wilderness became a paradise. This is the kind of power that transforms a tiny baby born in a stable into our loving and grace-filled Redeemer. It's the kind of power that transforms the brokenness of people with pain and problems into people who know that no matter what needs to be faced, there is comfort and joy because of the power of God's love and holy presence. And it is the kind of power that transformed simple, ordinary people into disciples who first followed Jesus into leaders serving vast numbers of people. God cares, and God will do whatever God needs to do to show each and every one of us that we are loved compassionately and unconditionally, and that we are never, ever alone. One of my favorite authors, Henry Nouwen, wrote, "Joy is hidden in compassion." It seems quite unlikely that suffering with another person would bring joy, yet being with a person in pain, offering simple presence to someone in despair, sharing with a friend times of confusion and uncertainty, such experience can and do bring a deep sense of joy. Not happiness, not excitement, but the quiet joy of being there for someone else and living in deep solidarity with each other in our human family. In this season of Advent, may we recognize that truth with joy, and then allow our joy to overflow to transform the lives of others. Amen.